Abu Anas al-Libi was indicted in a New York federal court in the year 2000 for his alleged role in the 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Now, U.S. officials say he is detained on a U.S. Navy ship in the Mediterranean and is expected to be tried in a U.S. federal court rather than in Guantanamo, where other terror suspects have been held for years without trial. Jennifer Daskal, a law professor at American University who has written about the Guantanamo proceedings of other suspects, says not sending Abu Anas to the U.S. naval base in Cuba could mean the process will be faster.
The federal courts have an established record. They're capable of handling these cases. They're credible. There's not the endless challenges and questions about issues related to jurisdiction, issues related to interference with attorney-client privileges, and issues related to what kinds of evidence comes in that has bedeviled the military commissions since their start.
U.S. commandos seized Abu Anas from his car on this street in Tripoli Saturday. With the indictment already complete and much of the evidence gathered, Daskal says the U.S. is seeing what he can tell them about al-Qaeda.
My guess is that they've employed what's known as the high-value interrogation group that's comprised of experts from the FBI, from the Department of Defense, to use their expertise and use their knowledge to gather as much intelligence, as much actionable intelligence from Mr. al-Libi as quickly as and as in the most effective way possible.
At about the same time that U.S. Special Forces seized Abu Anas, American commandos tried but failed to capture Abdiqadir Mohamed Abdiqadir, also known as Ikrima, a top commander of al-Shabaab in Somalia. The group was behind the recent attack on Nairobi's Westgate Mall. The U.S. says Ikrima is a close associate of those behind the 1998 embassy bombings. Pentagon officials say the two operations were not related, but analysts say they were launched almost simultaneously in order to prevent the militants from preparing for the attack. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.